Frankie. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 23, 1902. Elder Frankie. Dear brother, I am once more enabled to take up my pen to write you, but I shall not be able to write much. For a long time I have been carrying a very heavy burden. I could not sleep. Night after night, for weeks, I rose at 1 o'clock to write out the instruction given me. My head suffered much, and the pain in the ball of my eyes was so severe when I attempted to write that I had to give up writing. For a time, my voice was affected. At times, I could not make any sound. But my voice has come to me again, and the Lord is answering my importunate prayers for my eyesight. I am gaining strength. I have read your letter in which you complain bitterly of Sister Haskell's actions. I am sorry, very sorry, if anything has been said or done to afflict you so severely. You have been presented to me as one who has a message for our cities, not merely for Greater New York, but for many other cities of America. You have been educating yourself for this work, and the Lord has instructed me to tell you to go forward. But I have also had to tell you that in doing this work, you would not need to expend so much money. Some expense must be incurred, some advertising must be done, but you need to be more careful in regard to your expenditure of means. My brother, you are in need of rest. The mere matter of speaking in your meetings is not the real cause of your becoming exhausted as you do. This exhaustion is caused by the intense strain brought on you by your preparation for these meetings. You put great intensity of thought into the effort to get everything ready in the most expensive style. This effort wears on you. You become worried and confused. You must make a change. You cannot afford to spend the hours for sleep in the preparation of charts and in other work that requires intense mental effort. My brother, you must have periods of rest in which you spend some time in the country. I have been instructed that during the summer, you should leave the heat of the city for a cooler atmosphere. Your strained nerves will respond to the grateful restfulness of nature's beautiful scenes. Your lassitude will leave you. You will be strengthened and invigorated, prepared for a fresh effort. You have been preparing yourself to do the work that the cities need, but you have brought too much taxation on yourself in elaborate preparation for your meetings, in your great desire to make these meetings a success and to arouse souls from their deadly lethargy. Thus your mind has been overwrought, your nervous energy too heavily drawn upon. With this has come the natural result, exhaustion. Every nerve and fiber of your body called for rest. You become oversensitive. You magnified little things into very large things. You were irritable, painfully distressed in mind, and at times almost utterly discouraged. All that you could do was to echo the sorrowful desire of David, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest." Psalm 55, verse 6. I saw that you found rest by looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. As soon as you looked to him, you wondered that you had not seen before how mighty he is to save. Your drooping spirits revived, your waning strength was restored, your step recovered its elasticity. You felt ready for any emergency, ready to brave any danger. You went forward in your work trustfully, with a beaming countenance and a warm, joyous heart. You no longer spoke in despondent, complaining tones. You had full faith in God, and you gave expression to your faith in such words as these: "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Psalm 46, verse 1. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Luke 1, verse 46-47. My brother, I ask you never to give expression to a harsh, overbearing word. Never give utterance to the bitter thoughts that Satan puts into your mind. The things of nature speak to you in symbols. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Song of Solomon 2, verse 3. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Isaiah 40, verse 29. I have written more than I thought I could. I write these words with the hope that you will believe them and act upon them. Be cheerful and of good courage. Use every means within your reach to preserve health of body, mind, and spirit. Look ever to your Savior. Cast yourself upon him in trustful repose. Believe his promises. Do not give the enemy a chance to lead you to complain. As you look upon Christ's face, your soul will be kindled with a holy joy. Jesus loves you. His arms will be round about you and your wife and children if you will commit yourself and them to Him in faith. Lay them upon the altar of sacrifice. With much love to yourself and your family.